Support for this program and the site heavenlysite.org was provided by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, and by grants from the Alabama State Council on the Arts. Additional support comes from this station and Public Radio International stations nationwide and the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. Support for development of Heavenly Sight is sought from listeners and friends through Kickstarter, a new way to find, fund, and follow creativity. Kickstarter.com.
My mom and dad had six boys. We didn't have any girls. And I was the youngest one. And all of those guys could see except me. So I did question him. I said, why me? Why me? But now I understand. You know, God has a way. He can see farther than we can. If I had been able to see, I doubt very seriously if I would be doing what I'm doing now.
Daughter, lead me on.
Lead me on, he says. Lead me on.
Do not go on.
This place is cold.
It will always be one of the great moments of 20th century theater, that first entrance of Jimmy Carter and the Blind Boys of Alabama in the award-winning musical Gospel at Colonus. A quintet of black gospel singers who will represent together Oedipus, the blind and banished king, the greatest of all Greek tragic heroes. What makes this startling substitution work? Lee Brewer, the director and co-creator of Gospel at Colonus, says it's because of a linkage that audiences assume when they see blind characters on stage.
There is a general total world historical connection between blindness and mystical insight, and has never varied culture to culture. The clearest representation of that, of course, in the United States is the black gospel singer. And in theater, the clearest representation is Greek tragedy of 400-500 BC. That if you have no visual sight, you have second sight. You can see God, you can see the spiritual world, you can see morality, you can see the way things work.
This is the gift Sophocles and Oedipus, Jimmy Carter and the Blind Boys of Alabama, have shared with audiences. The vision of a daily universe ordered by divinity, and of appointed messengers who put man in touch with the gods.
When I was seeing with my own life's evil, when I would gladly have left the earth. You had no mind to give me what I wanted.
From Gospel at Colonus, the Blind Boys of Alabama.
I think singing and giving out the gospel message was my calling.
Blind Boy's current lead singer, Jimmy Carter.
He took my sight away in order for him to be glorified in me. You know, I feel that this is my work, this is my purpose in life, to sing his praises, tell the people about him, and try to touch somebody's life.
From the black gospel tradition, blind performers have touched singers not just of sanctified music, but blues, jazz, bluegrass, rhythm and blues, and certainly rock and roll. From PRI, Public Radio International, Artemis Media, and Murray Street Productions, this is Heavenly Sight, and I'm Dave Marish.
I got a crown up in the kingdom, made of that good news.
If there were any good news for African Americans during their years of slavery,
It came from Christianity and the hymnals that sang the religion's praises. An important connection in a community deprived of education where literacy was a rare achievement. Where few people read, word of mouth rules, especially word of mouth raised in oration or song. The Atlanta pastor J.M. Gates made over 200 recordings of song and prayer beginning in 1926. His Death's Black Train is Coming sold some 35,000 copies in its first year of release.
I'm going to sing a song tonight. And while as I sing, I want every sinner in the house come to the ancient seat and bow and accept prayer. The subject of this song is Death's Black Train is Coming. It's coming, too. Whether you believe it or not, it's coming. Life is uncertain, but death is sure. This train is coming. Why thy seen, come on and accept prayer tonight. Oh, the little black train is coming. Get all of your business right. You better set your house in order. That train may be here tonight. God spoke to Hezekiah in a mission from on high. You better set your house in order, for thou must surely die. The little black train is coming. Get all of your business right. You better set your house in order.
For black Americans living in the South, the church was the focal point for community life.
Kip Lornell teaches American vernacular music at George Washington University.
And it was a focal point not just on Sunday morning when people would come from different plantations or different homes to meet at church, but it also served as a social nexus. If you had a problem, the pastor could, for example, serve as a spokesperson for the community. If you needed help with a project, you might ask some of the other people in the church to help come together to build a cabin, to help out if there's some problem with a family. If you were in need of food, the church was really the central organizing social entity for black Americans well into the 20th century.
I'm going to stay right here until it comes. I'm going to stay right here until it comes. I'm going to stay right here.
There's always music making of some kind. Wouldn't matter if you were in Southwest Louisiana, it could be a accordion player in Alabama, where quartets were really important starting at the turn of the century. It could be a quartet performing at the church. And a lot of times, of course, this material is so familiar to everybody that you might have a leader, but that line between the congregation and the person who was the singer was really blurred because often everybody would join in.
It's really, really wonderful to hear a whole group of people improvising and being and staying on the same wavelength.
New Orleans native Henry Butler is known primarily as a jazz player, but you can still hear and feel the gospel in his work.
When I was a kid, I used to go to these black Baptist churches, and you hear some of those type of songs are call and response songs, where you say, you go and you hear them, I love the Lord and he heard my cry. And the congregation says,
I love the Lord, hear my cry.
Before there were computers, and before there were books, and before there was printing, you only had memory. And the only way you can remember anything, really, is through repetition, and what aids repetition is singing.
This is, says Gospel at Colonus creator Lee Brewer, the way things work in oral cultures, from Greece to West Africa to northern Mississippi.
And so practically all lectures, sermons, philosophy, advice was always sung to the people by the master, and it was remembered because it was sung.
Give me that oil.
The old songs, like Every Time I Feel the Spirit, Down by the Riverside, mostly traditional stuff that everybody knew.
This principle of oral culture, start with the traditional songs that people already know, guided the Blind Boys of Alabama when they first joined together at the Alabama Institute for the Negro Deaf and Blind as the Happy Land Jubilee Singers. James Brown comes from?
Precious Lord, Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Just let me stand. I am tired. Sometimes I get so weak, Lord. Then again.
If you really listen at the music of the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, you can hear that the harmonies are quite simple. Very simple, as a matter of fact, based on today's standards.
Musician Henry Butler.
You might hear. Those kinds of harmonies, and they were great because there was so much passion coming from the singers, and the only rhythm you heard was the tapping of the feet, right?
Yeah.
And some songs were maybe a little more sophisticated than that, but not much more. It was great for the times. And when you hear the Five Blind Boys today, it's even great. It's still great now.
Makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. He did not articulate a single word. He hummed it and sang it and played it with a bottleneck that sounded like it was really a razor blade. My impression of that recording, I don't know, it's probably worth the air it's printed on, was he was experiencing the hymn. That's the important part. And he communicated it extraordinarily, but it was his experience that made it so powerful.
Singer-guitarist David Bromberg. Blind Willie Johnson's Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. Blind Willie's career flourished in the late 1920s. He primarily sang on the streets, usually with only his wife standing by his side. It was dangerous work.
It would be difficult enough to be black and to be blind, but then to try to make a living as a street performer playing in the streets of Atlanta or Wichita Falls or Lynchburg or wherever it might be in the South at the turn of the century.
Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. But I don't read my soul below.
Well, when Lead Belly and Blind Lemon Jefferson were working together in East Texas in around 1912 or 1913, they had to worry about being robbed. They had to worry about being cheated. They had to worry about how they were going to get around.
Folklorist Kip Lornell.
When the crops were being picked in the fall and late summer, there was some money around. When there wasn't money around, then you had to go to the juke joints. In that part of the country, they were called suki jumps, where gambling was going on, drinking was going on. And a Friday or Saturday night, a suki jump in East Texas where they were working could get a little bit dangerous.
Well, if I had my way, I had a whole week of money by.
Maybe that's what accounts for Blind Willie Johnson's unique false bass, that raspy vocal edge. It's a don't mess with me sound that added to whatever protection his holy mission and Christian music might provide him.
Me Lord, if I had my way, well, if I had a wicked one, if I had a low-tide building down. Well, Samson's mother replied to him, can't you find a woman of your kind and kin? Samson, will you please your mother's mind? Go and marry Fatty for the last time. Let me tell you what, old Samson, well, it broke at the dawn.
You'll find video, performances, and interviews, and a complete list of this music and these performers at heavenlysight.org. Our story of sight lost and vision found continues in a moment with Flora Moulton, Arizona Drains, Sam Cooke, and more from the Blind Boys of Alabama. From PRI, Public Radio International, this is the Artemis Media and Murray Street production of Heavenly Sight. I'm Dave Marish.
Well, I've been made a honey in the night on air. If I had my way, well, if I had, I would be good while if I had, I know.